Wayne, the this book, 99 Stories of the Game, your recollections, and as I said, you were part of a lot of these great moments.
Yeah.
But I do want to ask you, though, you know, what is the thing that happened to you as a hockey player or a fan that was just, you know, not the most memorable event, but kind of the coolest event, whether it was meeting somebody or being part of something? What would you say would be the best, the coolest event?
Well, I probably can't narrow it down to one. Is that okay if I pick a couple?
Because, you can pick a couple. God, believe me, you're entitled to pick a couple.
Yeah, the first game I went to at Maple Leaf Gardens with my grandmother, I was 7 years old. We sat in the very last row of the Grays, and I thought it was like Christmas time. It was the greatest day of my life, and I remember it like it was yesterday. My dad drove us out down there. He dropped us off in front of Maple Leaf Gardens. My grandmother and I went in, and we watched the game. We stayed for the three stars. And I remember thinking and saying to my grandmother, geez, one day I hope I can play in Maple Leaf Gardens. So that's really vivid to me. Secondly, the first time I met Gordie Howe, a lot of times when kids or people meet their idols or their heroes, they walk away and they go, well, it was okay, you know, it was nice, it was all right. And my dad said to me, how was it meeting Gordie Howe? And I'll never forget, I said to my dad, I said, you know, he's nicer and he's better and he's bigger in person than I ever imagined him in my brain, because he was such an idol of mine and he turned out to be even a nicer person. So those two things. And then, of course, the first time you lift the Stanley Cup, because you're always in the backyard, you're on the ponds, we're always saying game seven, I got the winning goal, we lift the Stanley Cup. We all have those dreams as kids. So the first time I lifted the Stanley Cup, without question, was just unreal.
You know, Wayne, you mentioned Gordie Howe, and there's a chapter in the book about Gordie. And I've always been intrigued, because I know I've heard you say that before about how being your favorite player and your idol as a kid. Now, I'm a couple of years older than you, but we're essentially the same age. And when I was a kid, I remember my first memory of Gordie Howe is that he was an old guy, right? Now he went on and played forever. But, you know, his glory years, you know, his
behind him.
Yeah, they were in the 50s, right? And I have no memory of that. And when I was growing up in that era, like Bobby Orr was the guy. He was the player of the moment.
Yeah.
Why did you focus on a guy who... who was really would have been your dad's favorite player, probably.
Yeah. And actually, my dad's favorite player was Stan Mikita, and my grandmother's was Frank Mahovlich. So I don't even know where the Gordie Howe came from. Because you're right, it was more of a folklore, because the games were only on in the second and third period. You know, they didn't even show the whole Hockey Night Canada game in those days. I gravitated towards him, and maybe the color of the Detroit Red Wing uniform and the team itself and all that goes with it. And then I got a Gordie Howe book when I was like 8 years old. And then I got a Gordie Howe jersey for Christmas. And it was kind of almost like a marriage. It kind of came together where my dad would always say to me when I was practicing in the backyard and doing things, he'd say, you know, Gordie Howe worked on his backhand all the time, or Gordie Howe is one of the best stick handlers in hockey. You got to work on your stick handling. So he knew that I looked up to him and idolized him, although I didn't know him. And he sort of brought the two of us together in some certain ways. And then I was fortunate enough to meet him. And then I got to play with his son. And then I played in the WHA All-Star game with him. And, you know, obviously the rest is history. But you're right. It is kind of odd because... And I probably didn't gravitate to Bobby Orr as much, and I always say this, that Bobby Orr and Gordie Howe, the two greatest players ever played. I gravitated to Gordie because I was a forward and Bobby Orr was a defenseman. And quite frankly, I knew from day one I couldn't skate like Bobby Orr, so I never tried to emulate what Bobby Orr did.
You know, Wayne, you mentioned the playing with Gordie in the WHA All-Star game. I can remember, pardon me, seeing you play in the WHA.
Yeah.
How does that... You know, there are people out there right now who I'm sure are saying, oh, Wayne Gretzky didn't play in the WHA. He was with the Oilers.
Yeah.
He was with the Oilers the whole time. When you look back in your career, where does that sort of first professional, you know, WHA thing fit in?
Yeah. Well, for me, it was a matter of survival at the beginning. When I signed as a 17-year-old, they flew me to New York City with Bobby Hull and Gordie Howe. And I remember standing in the Plaza Hotel. They were going to take me to dinner, and they were trying to promote the WHA in New York. And, of course, I was a kid, and I was green, and I just was in awe standing with Gordie and Bobby, and they were both so nice to me. But I remember Muhammad Ali was in the lobby. Muhammad Ali walked over and put his hand out to shake Gordie Howe and Bobby Hull's hand. And I remember thinking, oh, my goodness, one of the greatest, most living icons in the world knows who these two guys are. And I remember thinking, wow, that's pretty cool. So when I got picked to play in the WHA All-Star game, Jock Demers was the coach. And I was a 17-year-old kid, and I didn't anticipate playing a whole lot. I was just thrilled to be part of the team. And I thought one of the reasons I got picked was because the games were in Edmonton. And when I walked in the morning skate, Jacques Demers called me in and said, kid, you're going to center Gordy and Mark. Is that okay? And I said, yeah, that's okay by me. And, you know, Gordy and I from there, the very first shift, he said, just win the faceoff to Mark. Mark's going to dump it in the corner. I'll get it. You get in front of the net. And I think we scored like 10 seconds into the game. And I remember thinking, oh, my God, this guy, he's even better than I thought he was. So all my stories and memories of Gordy are nothing but positive and fun. I was so thrilled to be able to say that he was my friend.
When you ever think about how this story, how different things could have been if the WHA opportunity had not been there, if you hadn't been willing to take that risk, if you had waited for the NHL to dictate where you wound up playing hockey, that your story could have been, you know, look, you would have been you wherever you wound up,
yeah.
But your story would have been very different, wouldn't it?
It would have been completely different. It wasn't for Nelson Scalbini and the WHA, and Nelson said, you know what, I want you to play. And I was a 17-year-old kid that was 147 pounds. I don't know why he took a chance. I mean, he never even saw me play probably, but I know one thing, that we had talked, Gus Bedalia and myself at that point in time, because I had a really good year in junior hockey, although I was only 17 years old. We had talked extensively in April, May, of doing exactly what Auston Matthews did. We were talking about going to maybe Switzerland for 2 years or Sweden for 2 years to play in their men's league. And back in those days, nobody did that. But we talked about it and we thought about it. And fortunately, the WHA came along and I didn't have to go do that. But as I said to somebody the other day, that's a great stepping stone for Auston Matthews, that he got a chance to play 1 year with men in a league that's not as good as the NHL, but he got a chance to play with and against men. And that was like me for the WHA. It was a stepping stone into the National Hockey League. It wasn't as good as the NHL, but it was better than junior hockey. Therefore, it prepared me a lot more and a lot better for the National Hockey League.
So you would have gone to Europe just for the level of competition? Because it wouldn't have changed your status in terms of the draft or anything, would it?
No, because in those days you had to be 20 years old
yeah.
to be drafted. And that was fine. So we had talked about going to Europe and playing in Switzerland or Sweden. Now, I don't know if I would have done it, but we had definitely were starting to explore it. And that's when Nelson Scalbini came along and said, hey, listen, I want you to fly to Vancouver. And I remember thinking, well, Vancouver doesn't even have a team. Why am I going to Vancouver? And we went to his house. And the funny story of that was is that he picked us up in his Rolls Royce. And his Rolls Royce broke down. And my mom and dad and I were in the car. And he turned to my dad and he said, Walter, don't ever buy a Rolls Royce. My dad said, well, you don't have to worry about that. That's never going to happen.
Oh, Wayne, listen, we appreciate you joining us. The book is Wayne Gretzky's 99 Stories of the Game. Sounds like a great read. Congratulations on it. And, well, we'll be in touch.
Yeah, thank you guys very much. I could talk hockey all day long. And great to see all these young guys in the NHL now. It's good for the game. So thank you guys very much.